It's 91.3 WUKY. I'm John Lee, joined in the studio by Amos Lee, who's going to be performing tonight at 8, the UK Student Center Ballroom, the UK Student Activities Board presenting Wildcats Wild Nights. Amos, welcome to WUKY.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
You're playing tonight, and then you've got a gig over in Virginia, but then you're heading right out to California to play the Coachella Festival.
Yeah.
Have you done that before? Is this the first time for you?
No, I've never played Coachella. The closest I've been to something like that was probably 2 years ago when I played Bonnaroo.
What was that like? I haven't been down there before. I mean, I've heard it's an incredible experience.
It was great. The thing about these festivals is interesting. It's just like the stuff they have other than music. They had batting cages and everything. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Cages.
I love a batting cage.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is it easier to play in front of an audience in an enclosed building or out in front of a field in front of thousands and thousands of people? Is it just,
wow.
Do you even think about it?
I think it's probably easier to play for a crowd that you know is there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And festivals is definitely not that. But it's sort of thrilling to be in front of that many people no matter what.
Okay. Well, how about a song?
Sure.
We talked a little bit earlier, and Shout Out Loud is just an incredible single from your latest called Supply and Demand.
Nice.
We'd love to hear that if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. A 1,000 empty windows. And only half the lights are out. I wonder what these people's lives, what they might be all about. Do they got a lover? And could they have a family? Could it be there just as lonesome as you and me? I wanna shout out loud. Why don't you all just come on out? We can tear it all down. White lights burning down an empty avenue. I wonder if their driver found someone who can go on home to. Yeah. I wanna shout out loud. Why don't you all just come on out? We can tear it all down, yeah. Cause everybody's got a part in the game. And everybody's got a cross they can claim. And everybody's got somebody to blame. But we all must find our own way. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanna shout out. Shout out loud. I wanna shout out. Shout out loud. I wanna shout out. Shout out loud. Yeah, I wanna shout out. Shout out loud. Shout out loud.
Amos Lee on 91.3 WUKY. You can catch more of him tonight at 8. The UK Student Center Ballroom, part of Wildcats Wild Nights. Amos, great stuff. That's from your latest called Supply and Demand. Let's talk a little bit about Supply and Demand. Tell us about that song in particular. When did you write it? How did you write it? How did you come about making it?
We were in Sweden, in Stockholm, actually. It was one of the first trips that we did as a band, me, Freddie, and Jaren, who are my bass player, drummer and bass player. And we were sitting in this real nice hotel room in the top floor of the Swedish hotel. Real, real tough stuff. But kind of looking out, and it was interesting for us because we'd never really been, I'd been to Europe, but they'd never really been over before. And we're just kind of sitting there and wanting to go out and hang out with everybody, but not necessarily doing it. And just kind of that feeling has occurred to me quite a few times in my life where it's like I really want to be out and a part of something and feel like I belong somewhere, you know, and just not being able to bring yourself to do it. There's no real good reason for it. You just, you know, maybe you just don't feel comfortable with yourself or with the people around you. And it's kind of just a call for that.
Tell me about the songwriting process. Do you just... Does it come out of your, you know, just as pop up like out of nowhere, or do you have to really work on something and polish something to get something to work?
It really depends on the song. I mean, I like it when it just pops, you know, it's like, yes, that song is finished. But most of the time it doesn't work that way. Usually an initial idea will come up and I'll have to spend anywhere from a few hours to a couple years to finish it. Like Long Line of Pain, the song you played before. I started that one probably 4 years ago and didn't finish it till about a year and a half ago. So it took like 2.5 years for that one, 2.5, 3 years to finish it. I had the first verse and the chorus done, and then we were driving to Boston one day and it just came.
That's really fascinating because listening to the song, it's rather, I mean, it's powerful, but it's simple and stripped down. You figured that it wouldn't take, you know, any time at all to put that together, but that you really struggled with that, huh? You really got that really had to, you really pull it out of you.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't as much of a struggle. Like when I write, I try not to struggle too much with it because if it's not coming naturally, it's not going to sound natural. So, fortunately, from your perspective, it sounds pretty natural, like it came together. So that's why it's better sometimes just to wait.
Okay, fantastic. And we talked a little bit about your schedule coming up. Where are you heading after this?
After here, we go to Harrisonburg, Virginia tomorrow night. And
that's a benefit, isn't it?
Maybe. I hope so.
Says here.
I'm always into that.
Yeah. New Orleans Musician Relief Fund.
Okay. Like,
according to your website.
Cool. Excellent. I'm way for that. And then we go to Coachella, and then we go up to Minnesota, Fargo, and Iowa City, Iowa.
Fantastic.
And I think I'm going to Rhode Island maybe after that. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, you talked a little bit earlier with me about maybe doing a song from the first album. You got one that you'd like to play?
I'd like to do Keep It Loose, Keep It Tight, if that's okay, off the first album.
Here's Amos Lee.
Well, I walked over the bridge into the city where I live, and I saw my old landlord. Well, we both said hello, there was nowhere else to go, 'cause his rent I couldn't afford. Well, relationships change, though I think it's kind of strange how money makes a man grow. Well, some people lay claim if you get enough fame, you live over the rainbow, over the rainbow. But the people on the street, out on buses, out on feet, we all got the same blood flow. And in society, every dollar got a deed. We all need a place where we can go and feel over the rainbow. But sometimes we forget what we got, who we are, and who we are not. I think we got a chance to make it right if we keep it loose,
keep it tight. I'll keep it tight. I'm in love with a girl who's in love with the world, and I can't help but follow. Though I know someday she is bound to fly away and stay over the rainbow. Gotta learn how to let her go over the rainbow. But sometimes we forget who we got, who they are. Well, who they are now. There is so much more in love than black and white. Gotta keep it loose now, child. Gotta keep it tight. Gotta keep it loose now, child. Keep it tight. Keep it tight. I'll keep it tight. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Amos Lee on 91.3 WUKY. His latest is called Supply and Demand. He'll be performing tonight at 8 at the UK Student Center Ballroom as part of Wildcats Wild Nights from the UK Student Activities Board. Great stuff, Amos. Do you have a website that our listeners can go to get more information?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's amoslee.com, and then there's the all-loving myspace.com /AmosLeeOfficial.
Fantastic. Well, Amos, again, thanks for stopping by and playing for us. Hope to, you know, you have a great show tonight. Hope
Thank
to
you.
See you there.
Appreciate it.